Pale Horse, Pale Rider, written and narrated by Tony Dawson. Death cast a baleful eye around the castle room, his personal microcosm of planet Earth. While he mainly savoured the widespread doom, he was not so keen on the emerging birth of a new virulence unleashed by plague and war and famine. Death had made up his mind to show them who was in charge, and so with a roar ordered the three of them to come to his chateau to discuss the current state of their affairs. Death's main complaint? Being worked to death. He told Plague not to come upon him unawares with new viruses. He'd like some time to catch his breath. "But I'm fed up with buboes," old Plague whined. "Frogs and lice and flies and locusts are so tame. If there's no novelty, it just becomes a daily grind." Death growled, "Do you think it's all a bloody game?" Next, it was famine's turn to be called to account. "Why the surge in food banks, especially in the West? The sight of hungry kids upsets me. It's tantamount to sadism. Remember Sard? Well, I'm not impressed." "Give me a break," groaned Famine. "It's not my fault that that ghoul Putin invaded Ukraine and cut off the grain. Why don't you pay him a visit? That should put a halt to the war, and you and I could take it easy again." Hearing his name, slumbering war sat up with a start and looked askance at both Plague and Famine, who went on to say, "We think, with hand on heart, that we only follow in the wake of war. If you examine where we hang out, it's usually where war has been. And another thing, why was he provided with a horse?" By asking that question, Master Death, what we mean is that he's not like the three of us, that is, a force of nature. He's something invented by man. "Just hold your horses a minute," cut in a fuming war. "For them to dodge responsibility, their game plan is to blame me. Who are they, the Peace Corps?" "The animal kingdom has been at war since day one. And yes, that includes the human race. Think Cain and Abel, from jawbone of an ass to a big gun, sorry. But as you know, there's no gain without pain." Death looked no happier than before the meeting, though he did give the comments about war some thought. "Maybe I should send Putin a personal greeting, because it's high time the dictator was taught that actions have consequences and are often dire, as they will be in his case. It's a given everyone dies, and few get to choose the way they expire. But I do. Putin's down for an excruciating demise."